the New World Order. The New World Order.
This is all a conspiracy. No, you know that it's a conspiracy there.
Rudy's revelation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It is April 4th, 2024. The topics I'll be discussing today is, well, the first one is astrological rituals and the coming apocalypse. Is this really happening? It looks like it is, and it looks like the elite are planning on cementing their agenda in the spiritual world using ancient rituals and some new found rituals as well. Also, is the scientific community preparing to capitalize on this bad omen of the most recent upcoming solar eclipse? Also, it's only months to the U.S. presidential election and only months to prepare for survival. Survival from what, you may ask? Well, take a guess. Also, was the plan all along for the Gaza attack to get rid of the popular conservative government of Benjamin Netanyahu? That could be the case. That's what we were surmising, since Hamas was actually created by the Israelis, and the Israelis were funding Hamas, and as the Israelis knew about the attack plans and probably knew about the attack as well, and it looked like they let it happen on purpose. So was it liberals within the government, within the army and the military that allowed this to happen to take down Netanyahu? Well, we're not sure. All right, don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, leave a comment, and click the notification icon. So let's get into the headlines for today, April 4th, 2024. So the first article up for today, April 4th, is from the Daily Mail. CERN to test the world's most powerful particle accelerator during April solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. So we just learned the other day that NASA was going to launch a rocket or several rockets into the solar eclipse or into the Earth's atmosphere during the solar eclipse for tests. And this test, this program, was named after an Egyptian serpent god or the nemesis of the sun god Ra. And I would say Amun-Ra, because actually Aten-Ra is not the sun god, although they try to change it in history books. It is Amun-Ra. Aten-Ra is the black sun god that was only prominent during, I think, part of one pharaoh's rule. So moving on to the headlines here. This article from the Daily Mail goes on to say, the team has restarted the Large Hadron Collider with hopes of unraveling more mysteries of the universe, specifically dark matter. Well, I'm not going to delve too much into biblical prophecy, but we do know something about the mysteries with the Queen of Babylon, with mystery written on her forehead, and that is supposed to refer to the mystery schools, which actually had their start in ancient Babylon. But I don't want to digress too far into that. We're going to get back into the headlines. And we're not going to talk about the test too much at all. But we're also going to go into some other timely events that are occurring during the solar eclipse, during a devil's comet, while the scientists run experiments named after Egyptian serpent gods, and also test the Large Hadron Collider and look for dark matter, or, you know, dealing with subatomic particles like the Higgs boson or the God particle, we're delving into some very serious territory here. But also here from the AP, invaders from underground are coming in Cicadageddon. It's the biggest bug emergence in centuries. And the AP article goes on to say, this spring, an unusual cicada double dose is about to invade a couple parts of the United States and what the University of Connecticut cicada expert John Cooley called Cicadageddon. The last time these two broods came out together in 1803, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote about cicadas in his garden book, but mistakenly called them locusts, was president. So you're talking about infestation of locusts, you know, also biblical prophecy. Well, I mean, what are we exactly are we dealing with here? We are dealing with a culmination of a lot of different things, whether this is all a construct, and it might very well be a construct for your perception, but also we might be dealing with something that is truly celestial in nature. And like the priest class of old, the scientists now are capitalizing on celestial activity and events, because in ancient times, what they believed was the movement and the occurrence of celestial events and the movement of celestial bodies affected life on Earth. And so they would capitalize on these events, whether it's a solar eclipse or what have you, by either predicting or saying it was caused or by a human's sins or evil. You know, you could list a whole line of different stories you could attribute to these celestial events, these parables and whatnot. So moving on to this article, or with this article, I should say, trillions of evolution bizarro wonders, red-eyed periodical cicadas have pumped in their heads and jet-like muscles in their ears and are about to emerge in numbers not seen in decades and possible centuries. You know, it's just the author here. It's just the writer or reporter of this is just the dramatic description of this is like for insect geeks. Really what this needs to be is more of a prophecy set article than otherwise stated. Crawling from underground every 13 to 17 years with a collective song as loud as jet engines, the periodical cicadas are nature's king of the calendar. But here you have the red-eyed cicada also emerging at the same time as the green cicada. So that's something to be concerned about, whether or not, and when I spoke about this yesterday, if you're looking into big biblical prophecy, is it an omen? Is it a sign? Well, we're going to see. The reason I might think it is a sign is, moving on to other horsemen, perhaps, the Daily Mail is reporting White House secret bird flu scare. Biden admin fears H5N1 could start next pandemic after being briefed last week that a Texan farmer had caught virus from a cow. Well, there you go. A Texas farmer did contract the disease, and like I talked about yesterday, it was indeed the start of the Spanish flu. Was from livestock, where a cook for the army contracted the Spanish flu from livestock, and he was patient zero in the Midwest of the United States, is actually where the Spanish flu originated. And according to history, that the Germans were engaged in biological warfare in the United States, particularly around livestock. In another article, from the Daily Mail, a Chinese rocket explodes over California, after rogue re-entry through Earth's atmosphere months after spy balloon fiasco. Now, this obviously should concern people because the spy balloon fiasco was something that was completely ignored by the mainstream media and by the Biden administration, that it's nothing to see here. And they're playing off this as well. Moment, part of a Chinese rocket explodes over California after rogue reentry through Earth's atmosphere. I mean, people saw this. Is this a Chinese, it's obviously run by the communist Chinese, but is this an experiment for long-range rockets or missiles? We don't know. The rocket is the Chinese-owned Shenzhou 15 orbital module, but who knows what type of surveillance it was doing or what type of readings it was taking during its re-entry over the United States and over California. Was this a ballistic missile test? We don't know for sure. It could be. The article goes on to say aerospace researchers, doesn't name them, have determined that the fiery object was the orbital object of Chinese Shenzhou 15 rocket that launched in 2022. The China-owned space junk comes just months after the nation was infiltrated by infiltrated the U.S. by flying a spy balloon over the Air Force base in Montana. The nation, the China nation, the communist Chinese infiltrated U.S. airspace with a spy balloon. I mean, it, and even the United States military said, no, they didn't do any surveillance while over the United States. Well, how do we know? We don't know. And it's the same thing with this. As a Chinese rocket re-enters Earth's atmosphere over California, we don't know what kind of readings it was taken. The Daily Mail is calling it space junk because more than likely it is not space junk, and that is just another red herring that they're trying to throw us. Like, there's nothing to see here. It's just a Chinese orbital rocket happened to come down over the United States. They're calling it space junk, but we don't know for sure. Maybe it was a ballistic missile test. Just because it leaves the atmosphere, they're saying it was from something launched in 2022. Maybe. Anyway, going on with the news, more headlines. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Israel's protest movement reemerges with focus on bringing down Netanyahu. Frustration with Prime Minister's handling over war revives anti-government demonstrations. And this is what I posited in the lead is, was this whole attack that was known by the Israeli military intelligence agencies, was it on purpose, because the motive and the purpose being they wanted to bring down the long and popular ruling conservative party with Netanyahu as its head? Now, if you didn't know, Netanyahu has been in and out of the prime minister's office for some time, and he's well-liked in the conservative movement. I think it's the Likud party in Israel. And I think they wanted to bring him down for sure. Maybe they launched the attack knowing that Netanyahu, who is a war hawk, would, overcompensate or disproportionately attack Gaza and commit genocide. Maybe they knew the Netanyahu government had such a plan in the works and would execute it if only spurred on to do so. Maybe. But what's coinciding with this article from the Wall Street Journal is the fact that, this is from Bloomberg, Israel's Gantz ups ante with Netanyahu by calling for early elections. Now, what is this all about? This is Reuters. Israel War Cabinet member Gantz calls for September elections amid Gaza assault. And we'll go on to this article from Reuters. Now, Gantz was a former army general who joined Netanyahu's government in the early days of the war as a gesture of political unity during the crisis. Polls suggest his party would come top in any election and he would be the favorite to take over as prime minister. Now, the The problem here is this quote got screwed up somehow. The former Army general joined as a gesture of political unity, and because it doesn't state it here from Reuters, is that Gantz, this Army general, people just expect because he's an Army general that he's on the right, that he's actually on the left. And that he joined Netanyahu's government, but so, and now he's calling for early elections, and he is the top opposition leader looking to replace Netanyahu. But he's from the left party. So, as I stated before, Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, has repeatedly ruled out early elections. His Likud party on Wednesday said Gantz must stop engaging in petty politics. But was this the purpose for the Hamas attack from Gaza? It might very well be. We posited this in the early days of the terrorist attack from Gaza. We posited it that it was likely that the Israelis knew or even participated, organized, because certainly some of the press knew, and that they did so to bring down Netanyahu's government, but people couldn't really figure out why, because it was kind of a stretch. Netanyahu would possibly become more popular with his retaliation for the attack, the terrorist attack. So, sorry, I got really long-winded a couple days ago, and I'm trying to shorten it up a little bit, but I still feel like I need to go on and on about these things to let people know, or to try to get people to understand what we're dealing with here and the mindset of intelligence agencies which prevail in politics. And so, which basically means everything is not what it seems. So, moving on to other headlines here. The Hill reports Sage Steele, ESPN, told her not to deviate from Biden interview script. Now, many of us, surely many of us know that the left controls the media, that Biden has been handled with kid gloves in both the elections, and that there was probably cheating going on. And all this done in concert makes it look like Biden easily won. And this is what they do all the time. It's always, look at the polling. It's so close. It's so close. It really isn't. If you take Trump's lead and you add the margin of error, which is 3%, so Trump is up by 5 or 3 or whatever, and you add 3% to his side, that's really what it looks like. I say his lead is around 10%. I don't believe that Biden's favorability is going up, but they're going to keep this facade rolling all the way up to the election. Most people know, most political people know, is that it doesn't look good. That even they're going to try to register young people and people, minority people, usually Democratic base people, and they're finding out that these people might not vote for Joe Biden. They're looking at third-party candidates. They're like, yeah, register me up. I'm voting for Cornel West, or I'm voting for RFK Jr., or I'm voting for, you know, Donald Trump. Could very well be. And so now they're worried about, the Democrats are worried about their registration drives. So moving on with this story here, former ESPN host Sage Steele said the network instructed her to follow a script when conducting a pre-taped interview with President Biden in 2021. That was an interesting experience in its own right because it was so structured. Steele said in a recent interview with Fox News Digital, I was told you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script and go. Well, we know this happens all the time, especially dealing with, when I was in journalism, the more important the person, the more control the editors, producers, what have you, would have. this is not up to on-air talent, they would tell you. It's not like when you have Tucker Carlson sit down with Vladimir Putin. He's running the show. But when you have Sage Steele there, the ESPN producers, president, if you're interviewing the president of the United States, all hands on deck. You got five people standing over your shoulder during the interview. This isn't surprising at all. Also, to other misleading articles and just misleading points of view, is USA Today, what a joke, is Antifa a gang? Trial in streetball at pro-Trump rally opens a landmark legal test. And what I want to talk about here is, first of all, USA Today is controlled media. Why is Antifa a gang? It's organized. It's an organized membership organization. You could see it just if you look online or you look at any aspect of the group, which it is a group, it calls itself Antifa, the numbers might not be as large as people claim they are. You know, they're not everywhere. But Antifa is one of the leading groups that capitalizes on the anarchic feelings of young people that have always existed there, but it was indeed the left that takes advantage. The communists have always taken advantage of the anarchists. It's just, I don't know how I want to go into the political scale right now, but that's just libertarian socialism is still socialism. So anarchic, whatever the anarchic leftist group is, it's still controlled by the left. So Antifa is in that realm. And they try to dispel the notion that Antifa, as what's-his-face said, that it's only a myth. It's not a myth. So in any case, USA Today says trial in a street brawl at a pro-Trump rally. Why do you have to put pro-Trump rally there anyway? That the fact is, and I'm going to look into the article right here, is that this is the lead, the trial of two men charged in a three-year-old street brawl in California beach town could soon reshape the image of one of the most debated political movements. So Antifa is a political movement. Now, they're not. They're street thugs. Opening arguments Tuesday laid out conflicting views of the roles of Brian Lightfoot and Jeremy White played in a heated protest in the San Diego neighborhood of Pacific Beach on January 9th, 3 days after the Capitol insurrection. That day, far right protesters, I thought it was a Trump rally. Was it a Trump rally or was it far right? You see how the USA Today mischaracterizes all this. So is it a Trump rally or is it a far right? Well, you don't know the difference. Might as well, you say far right, people think neo-Nazis. Not the case. Ended up in a string of violent brawls. So the far right protesters ended up with a string of violent brawls with anti-fascist counter-protesters. Prosecutors, however, focused solely on Antifa, charging 11 defendants with dozens of felonies. This is the case. It was a political rally. This is the truth framing the argument here. Sorry, USA Today. Is there was a pro-Trump rally. It was probably a stop the steal type thing. A pro-Trump rally. It was a political rally that was interfered with protesters, because what were the Trump people protesting? They don't say. Far-right protesters. No, it was a Trump rally. So political supporters of Donald Trump who were having a political rally, now they weren't protesting, ended up in a string of violent brawls with an anti-fascist counter-protest. They weren't counter-protesters. It was actually Antifa, which was protesting the Trump rally. because the Trump rally was a political rally that is protected by the Constitution. And you can protest that. I'm not saying you can't. But the string of violent brawls came after the counter-protesters, the protesters themselves, anti-fascists, started picking fights with the Trump people. And that's what happened. And 11 defendants with a dozens of felonies. So it's the prosecutors who are charging these anarchists who went and started picking fights or what have you with people engaged in constitutional right of a political rally. Anyway, having to decipher, and this is why I do this podcast, having to decipher this for people who just don't see it for what it is. They listen to the media, and of course the media, if you're listening to Joe Scarborough, is Morning Joe, and those knuckleheads, or whomever, Keith Olbermann, these people they're not framing the argument correctly. It's not Trump and neo-Nazis. I mean, people think it is. Economic isolationist, sure. Isolationist, sure. Nationalist, sure. None of that makes a Nazi. Maybe the nationalist part. But don't forget the Nazis were national socialists. It's just nationalists, for the most part. Constitutionalists. None of this is bad. But then you have people protesting them and undermining populist democracy at every turn. So it goes on to say that conspiracy, Harvey and her team have argued, was organized under and inspired by the banner of Antifa, political movement of far left militants. No, it's a militant movement of far left political, from a far left political ideology. Antifa is militant, who oppose neo-Nazis and white supremacists at demonstrations and other events. And a lot of the events that they show up, Proud Boys were Western chauvinists, not white supremacists, not neo-Nazis. They would show up for those. They showed up at a self-described, by the USA Today, described as a Trump rally. And because it's a Trump rally, it has nothing to do with neo-Nazis or white supremacists. Actually, it was a Stop the Steal following January 6th. Sorry to blather on about this. But it just gets my goat that it's like Antifa is, and you even saw Antifa at January 6th. Antifa doesn't exist. It's a myth. It's not a myth. I mean, the numbers that were claimed may be a myth. But it is an organization. I went to a rally in a little town and I saw four. The Telegraph is reporting not even Elon can save EVs from disaster. This is true. If you don't know what's happening with EV vehicles, nobody wants them because they were pushed. It's only been a couple of years now. So one harsh winter and that, it brings your range down to 50 miles. I mean, that was like my commute almost was 50 miles, to work and back. I think it was 20 each way. So 40 miles. EVs suck. So if you didn't know, it's not that people shouldn't be able to have them. They can have them for certain. Hey, whatever floats your boat. Does it make for a cleaner environment? How about electric public transit? Okay, great. But don't force me out of technology that I want to keep. And that's what keeps happening. It's not my agenda. So moving on with the headlines, Chicago Tribune, Illinois lawmaker considers measure to criminalize AI-generated child porn. Child porn. Hey, look at how good AI is. There's nothing good coming out of AI. I'm not saying we shouldn't have artificial intelligence for some tasks, you know, large scale computing. Great. I just don't, you know, I think it's a threat. I think it's a risk. I think it's a we're having a hard time employing people as it is. And now you want to take away employment with the advent of the, I just think it all spells disaster. And I think it's part of the coming agenda where we're having all these natural events, celestial events happening. You have the mad scientists running their tests, which seem more like rituals than tests. And what does that spell for us? I'm telling you what it spells. If Trump stays popular and looks to be getting reelected, we're going to have problems in 6 months. So you better prepare. You know, that's my warning. If Trump doesn't get elected, that might buy us some time, at least till December of 2030. But it's going to get incrementally worse. Trump really. And where is that article now? Shit. All right, I do have to talk a little bit about, because again, all the important articles that I need never come through or stopped somewhere from me emailing them to myself to hear. So Donald Trump is meeting with, where is that? I don't know where that article is. It just disappeared. Donald Trump is meeting with, what's this guy's name here? MBS of Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry, I gotta find it now. Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's the moderate Saudi leader. Trump is meeting with him. So if you didn't know what happened there, Trump helped MBS in a coup. See, there was a bunch of princes that were looking to take control after the death of King Fahd. And there was an interim guy in there. And so Trump helped a coup. And this is what Adnan Khashoggi, his death, had a lot to do with what was happening there. So Trump is meeting with him. And if you've noticed, Islamicists or Islamic militants coming out of Saudi Arabia pretty much dried up because it was the left teamed up with Saudi Arabia that was churning out these Islamic militants. Now they have to kind of, they're picking them out of Afghan and Uzbekistan and Chechnya and Georgia, Syria. And the thing was too, is they were beginning to rely more on Islamicists out of Libya and Syria. And folks didn't know the whole Arab Spring was to free up these guys and to use them to topple the Assad regime in Syria and Gaddafi, which worked. The same way they used that plan or tried to use that plan in Afghanistan, but the Taliban are mostly controlled by the ISI. They're not controlled by the West. The West provided armaments to fight the Soviets, but the West was never in control of the Northern Alliance or the Taliban or the Mujahideen before they became Al-Qaeda or when they were part of the CIA base. But in any case, I wanted to stick that in there. I don't know what happened to the slides from that. Because he might, so they might very well be able to help Donald Trump. He needs a lot more help. I wouldn't trust the Russian intelligence for sure, because they have their own agenda. But who knows? So anyway, don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, share the podcast, leave a comment, click that notification bell. Stay hip to the trick. Remember, you're under attack psychologically, biologically. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is all a conspiracy. You know that is a conspiracy.